respond to the different questions. So Ryan.
Okay. The question you ask about the cruise missile is a good one. The way to actually understand this, and this really gets to the heart of the actual arrangement, is if you actually just consider what the United States and Russia did in the New START Treaty, they knew because, like, I can tell you that the United States has said all of its nuclear weapons have at least 500 grams of plutonium. So we actually consider, like, okay, all of the weapons have that amount of material. Maybe Russia trusts the United States that that it has that amount of material, plus the size of the containers, the shape of them, that you're actually going to be inspecting and verifying their non-nuclear nature. In the New START Treaty, they're confident that they can just use passive detection and sit a detector there and just measure the radiation that comes out. With the cruise missile, you may not be confident that you can do that. If you just have like a cruise missile that comes out and some state says, oh, it's non-nuclear, and you want to say, okay, we need to verify that there's nothing being smuggled out, you may not necessarily know that there might be some intrinsic features of the cruise missile, which it might actually shield some of the radiation. It might be uranium. It may not be, you know, that you might not, you can't bet that it's necessary plutonium. There may be some kind of heavy metal in there which actually scatters neutrons a lot if you're using an active interrogation technique. So you the whole point is that with that real object, you don't know and can't really have confidence in what you're looking at the way that the United States and Russia could with what they were verifying under New START. So that's the idea for the reference object, is that it can actually aid this process because you don't know what might actually be in the real item. Now, if there is nothing that a state actually cares about protecting any sensitive information and they say it's non-nuclear, then maybe you can just open it up. But Pavel and I made the assumption that there might be something sensitive in there, and we tried to just do that arrangement in that kind of a general form, protecting sensitive information. Does that answer your question? Okay.